West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, not a local story here, but input from a knowledgeable local resident on a national story. What's next for Syria, the region, and the world following the fall of the Assad dictatorship? Retired Marine four-star general, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, and Carroll County resident Charles Wilhelm discussed on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
I think the unknowns far outnumber the knowns at this point, like so many important events on the geopolitical stage that occur in this day and age. It's the speed with which they take place. Mm-hmm. There has been a dissident insurgent movement in Syria for quite some time, but it boiled over in very, very rapid form. Syria has suffered for a half a century under the rule of the Assad family.
Wilhelm served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense from 1997 through 2000.
In the here and now, what does all of this mean? I think it's bad news for Russia. Two very important bases for them, one naval, one air force, which serve really as their primary lodgment in the Middle East and also their staging base and stepping off point for their activities in Africa, are up for question now. How will this evolve with the new regime in whatever form the new regime takes in Damascus? That's an unanswered question.
Wilhelm is only one of 75 four-star generals in the history of the U.S. Marine Corps.
I think it's bad news for Iran, which of course has really engaged in an awful lot of mischief in the Middle East, largely through its proxies. Then a question that I think should concern all of us is, what will the composition of the new government of Syria B? Will ISIS be part of the construct?
And that complete Community Voice interview with Wilhelm is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. We can expect a larger crowd attending Villarrica's City Council meeting on Tuesday, as City Council could once and for all determine the future of the proposed Villarrica Parkway and how it could impact properties on Cleghorn, Darden, McCauley, North Carroll, and Gordon Streets. For several years, the city has publicly discussed potentially constructing a connector road between downtown and the Mirror Lake community. However, for more than a year, residents of the aforementioned streets have spoken out against the proposed project, citing nefarious motives for the project and lack of communication with those living in the area. The project was halted in the summer of 2024, and staff was asked to analyze available facts and circumstances relating to the project, review potential alternative routes for the connector, and analyze all options relating to the completion of the connector road. Apparently, that review is now complete, and City Council will be asked to determine the next steps tonight. I'm Colin Worthington.